Hey everyone, welcome to today's podcast. I wanted to start today with just a real quick story. Now, I'm not a very good breather. Apparently, I become known as what's a shallow breather. I had just come from a presentation and then was going to attend a breathwork session. And it required taking in really deep inhales and exhaling at a really fast pace. We were supposed to do about 30 of these breaths. And to be honest, I was having quite a bit of trouble keeping up. But I stuck with it. And by the end of the second round, we were supposed to hold our breath. Somehow, I held it for over 2 minutes. Now, that's not anywhere near the world record of almost 12 minutes, but it was pretty good for me. And then as the third round kicked off, I found myself being way more present and alive than I had during any time I'd tried meditating. I was literally only thinking about breathing and not about what I had just come from or what I was about to do right after. And that's pretty amazing because right after that session, I had to get up and go do a live interview. So as I was walking after this breathing, I felt this weird sensation all over my body. It's kind of tough to explain, but it was like being able to feel the blood getting into every inch of my body from my fingers to my toes. It wasn't a throbbing. It wasn't like a thumping of my heartbeat. It was just that I was aware of it. I actually just really felt very alive. So then I go to this media interview that I hadn't prepped for at all, and I felt somehow a combination of both calm and energetic. Now, for those of you that have been listening, you know I'm not exactly an expert in front of the camera here, but in that moment, I was all in and my brain just seemed to be firing, all from a little breathing. So turns out our lung capacity is actually a highly correlated metric with longevity. We lose 12% of this capacity between the ages of 30 and 50, and most of us don't use the full capacity of our lungs to begin with. What's crazy is our lungs actually have the surface area of an entire tennis court. Think about that for a minute. And we can decide to use all of that or not. Our lungs are just like any muscle in our body. We can make them strong through practice or let them get weak. Now, many people like me breathe into their shoulders and upper lungs, but we don't engage our diaphragm and into our belly. And it puts us at higher risk of heart disease and even changes our posture. You can see I just started to sit up. But it turns out the real problem is when you exhale. You probably don't think about exhaling at all unless you're working out. But it's so key. It's when we actually get the stale air and carbon dioxide out of our body. And a full exhale is when we get 2 times the amount of air into our little tiny sacs in our lungs than a normal breath. This is actually always why we involuntarily sigh 5 times an hour without even noticing it. It's our body's way of pushing out the stale air. So we're gonna do a quick exercise to help us stop being such shallow breathers. First, sit up with your back straight and your neck straight, no computer neck. Lengthen your back of your neck here and keep your chin completely parallel to the ground. Then you take in an easy breath to fill in your lungs, and as you start to exhale, count out loud from 1 to 10 until you would normally be done exhaling. Continue counting in a whisper, or at least in your head, 1 to 10, 1 to 10, until you're completely out of air. This should be at least 20 to 30 seconds that you should be able to get to that feeling of a true exhale. And by doing that 10 to 20 times, you'll start to feel that air getting out and start to train our lungs to get all of their capacity. That's all we have for today. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back here for our next podcast. While we strive to provide informative and inspiring content, the information shared in this podcast is for educational and entertainment purposes only and should not be taken as medical advice. Always consult with your healthcare provider for any personal health concerns or before starting a new health regimen.